Good morning. 7:10 a.m. on October the 10th, 2016, Monday morning. And yesterday it was another one of those. What do you mean it's 1 o'clock days? I am sort of having a little bit of trouble with time. This morning I've got an appointment at 8 o'clock. So I knew I sort of had to come out almost as soon as I woke up. Except if I woke up at 2 o'clock and then 3 o'clock, 4:45. And I gave up and got some coffee and came out about 10 minutes to 7. Got a nearly sunrise. It was not quite sunrise. I think the sun is up now, but I can't see the eastern horizon because of the houses. Most of what I'm thinking about today, I don't really want to talk about. Because it's basically politics. I don't even want to get into it. Twenty-eight days and a wake up before we can put this one behind us, start the next one. And begin the recriminations. Yesterday, I spent a certain amount of the day looking up logical fallacies. There are a lot of them. In large part because I didn't want to be guilty of any of them. I was one of those. I try to be really careful about logic. I try to be really careful about things that I say. I don't always succeed. But I always try. I've been walking along rather quickly this morning because it's rather cold. And granted, the actual ambient temperatures, it's in the 40s. It's not really cold. When I started out, I had to put my hood up. Yes, I'm wearing my parka and a sweatshirt and a thermal undershirt because I knew without the sun, this was going to be a really cold walk. Particularly since I'm not really used to it. I overdressed. Probably be able to unzip the parka here soon. Probably need to unzip the parka soon. But I'm trying to move it. I'm going to move it. So one of the conversations that started sometime overnight was about how people prefer paperbacks more than ebooks. And it's one of those weasel things. It's one of those, I don't think you can draw this conclusion based on the data you've presented things. It was based on a relatively recent Pew Research survey, which generally has pretty good methodology. But has a little bit of a problem. Good morning. Because what it asked was, what books, how many books do you read? What format of books do you read? What format of books have you read in the last year? And then based on what books did you read, they're inferring preference. And there are a couple of things that set that one off for me. Because those two things aren't the same. To begin with, a large margin of people, individual segments of based on demographic, based on age, 80% of young people under 24 is one of the slices, and they read books, at least one book in the previous year, 80% of them. Whereas those smaller numbers of people who are older than that, even though some of them weren't terribly much smaller in terms of proportion, it's something between 4 and 10%. But the reality is that those people are more likely to have read a paper book because they're in school. I have to go back and relook at the data just to make sure that I'm not misreading it. I wasn't quite awake. I still hadn't finished the first cup of coffee. I still haven't had anything to eat. I don't know when I'm going to get a time to get something to eat. I'll have about 15 minutes from the time I get home to the time I need to leave again. But it was interesting data, but it's largely pointless. Because, okay, more people prefer, or more people read paperbacks than ebooks by a narrow margin. It's not by a big margin. It's about 4%. Of the people who read a book, which only comprises about 75% of the population. I think it's one of those, okay, and since I publish both in ebook and paper, even though ebook, at least for me, selling genre, adult genre fiction, ebooks represent 100 times more sales than paper in terms of units sold, and more than that in terms of revenue earned. I've got both segments of that population covered. So it really doesn't matter what format people read more frequently, what format people may actually prefer. Morning. Slow down a little bit, let this little dog get ahead of me. going to beat hell. it doesn't really matter. I've still got it covered. So it was sort of like a, well, okay, so what? I don't know. That's one of those, Jeez. I'm walking along here. I feel like I'm asleep on my feet. Dogs. Backyard dogs. Let's see if this helps. Unzip the jacket. So let's see, what did, this is Monday, there was a peer reviewed this morning, Greg Chase, I think so, Greg Chase, The Freezer, reviewed by B.L. Alley. Ali's an interesting guy. I don't know Greg Chase. I don't know his books. They're a subgenre I don't pay too much attention to. Genetic engineering. But Ali is an interesting guy. He's somebody I met on one of the communities on Google Plus. He's one of these hardcore DIY. I'm going to do my own covers. I'm going to do it all myself because I'm on disability and I can't afford to do anything else. And my covers look great. Okay. Yeah. His sales are not indicative of covers that look great. I don't know what his stories are like. His covers are enough to make me question whether or not they're even worth sampling. But he's absolutely adamant. And I have to support him. I have to give him a little bit of prop in terms of some props. In terms of his he really feels like he doesn't have a choice. He doesn't have an extra $50 to pay for a pre-made cover. And there are people who are in that strait. And he's unwilling to explore other sources of covers. As far as I know, I don't remember. As far as I know, he didn't put his covers up for critique on, like, the self-publishing site, self-publishing community, which would have helped him. They're clearly his genre. They're clearly... And the problem... So it's not a question of what's on the... on the cover as being misleading or too generic or anything like that. It's clearly science fiction, it's clearly space-based, it's clearly, you know. The images are clearly what he, you know, what's in the tin. I'm assuming they're what's in the tin. So that seems to be what his brand is. But his execution is amateur at best. I don't know how else to put it. So I don't know. I'm reading Glenn Stewart's new series, Terran Privateer, which is a first contact Earth invasion. The setup is a bit tortured. I'm trusting Stewart to pull this out. He has an interesting collection of characters. This is going to sound terrible, but it reads a little bit like he's been following Chris Fox's advice on Right to Market. That is, finding the tropes in your subcat and making sure that you've punched all of the check marks. In the process of writing the story to satisfy the people who are looking for that particular subcat. It's clearly alien invasion. It's clearly military science fiction. It could very easily be classified as space opera because it has multitudes of aliens and wars and battles and interstellar civilizations. It has the moral equivalent of a Babel fish, so you don't worry about who can speak to whom, because everybody can speak to each other because of this tool, which the Earthlings acquired through taking over the slave contract of an advanced being. So you see where I'm going here with why it's kind of a tortured setup. I'm only about a third of the way through the first book. All this has happened in the first third. So it's moving right along. I can't fault him on pace. I can't fault him on rising action. But from the guy who wrote the Starship Mage series, it was interesting, unique, well thought out. And he goes to this. So in a sense, it's disappointing. In the other sense, he's still a really good writer. I'm really going to continue to read it. But for the moment, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.